Eric Clapton's last album, Unplugged, in 1992, sold over 14 million copies and reestablished the 60s star as a 90s musical force. Now Clapton has gone back to his roots with an all-blues collection called From the Cradle. Ken Tucker has this review.
From the Cradle is a pretty darn good blues record, but it's as a marketing strategy that it really leaves me breathless. I can't think of an album by a veteran rock performer so perfectly attuned to its times. A couple of years ago, Clapton was an ideal musician to take advantage of the acoustic trend inaugurated by MTV's Unplugged show. As an English rocker who had trained himself by mastering acoustic American blues, Clapton was able to unplug his electric hits to create impeccable baby boomer mood music. And now, in plugging back in to cover the likes of Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, and Elmore James, Clapton repositions himself as a tough pro with strong blues chops.
You said you was hurting, almost lost your mind. Now the man you love, he hurts you all the time.
When Clapton first came to prominence 3 decades ago as a member of the Yardbirds and then John Mayall's Bluesbreakers, the idea was to make white interpretations of African-American blues seem authentic and sincere. Clapton's love of this music cannot be questioned. He takes justifiable pride in noting in From the Cradle's liner notes that this is, quote, a live recording with no overdubs or edits. And he's assembled a crack band to pull this off, including Jim Keltner on drums and the great underrated guitarist Andy Fairweather Lowe. The result is both rough-edged and slick, and sometimes immensely pleasurable.
I'm tore down. I'm on the mortgage level with the ground. I'm tore down. I'm on the mortgage level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when the baby came. To jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm tore down.
What finally freezes much of the music on From the Cradle is its cold calculation. Too often, Clapton's growl sounds forced, and, coming after Unplugged, the notion that Clapton is appealing to yuppie nostalgia is just inescapable. He knows darn well that most of his current fans either never bought any blues records or never bothered to update their vinyl versions of the Yardbirds to CD. Eric Clapton has provided his audience with a perfect way to feel smugly knowledgeable about the blues.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Eric Clapton's new album, From the Cradle.